Hello, this is Martin Tielli, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
Wake up, raise the curtains. Deep ventral eyes, speak out, for I'm certain that it's no disguise. And soldiers stopping traffic couldn't keep these whales at bay. Their gun smoked, the sun broke, and we hauled away. And did you get my message on the people's radio? I wrote it in Alberta, across the prairie spine.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here for the next couple of hours of great music. We are, of course, pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. And this is one of those episodes that's bound to be so good that you might just hear it again sometime. And we're hoping that you won't mind, because it'll be that good. You know, one of the things that we do here on the show, and we like to think we do it pretty well, support Canadian music. You know, there's a requirement that we play a certain amount of Canadian music. That has never been a problem for me. Playing Canadian music is a treat. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. It's something that I take very seriously. And so we never have a problem with it. But sometimes it's nice to just do a whole show of it. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate Canadian music, great Canadian music. And then, as a matter of fact, we're going to play you some of the most essential Canadian music of them all. And we're going to go back and play some things we wouldn't normally play on the show here. This is like a Get to Know Canada for Dummies. We're gonna play some of the most essential stuff that you can hear coming out of this country. And, well, I come from a place called Winnipeg, and we're right in the middle of the country, of course, and here's the band that put Winnipeg on the map and did a lot to break ground for Canadian music back when Canadian music was not something to be excited about. As a matter of fact, the way they kind of got their start was by not really saying who they were. People didn't know, and it gave kind of the mystique that they might be from somewhere else, but they are from right here in Winnipeg. They're one of our proudest for sure. Let's go way back to Wheatfield Soul. Here's the Guess Who. Tell the band to go home.
Me snowy metal cold and pain. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Come what may, but in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down, it's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain.
alone right on.
Some CanCon classics there. This is when you talk about Canadian music, those are like the building blocks right there. The band there, of course, they had a little help from Levon. You know, the American influence was strong. But if you believe anything that Robbie Robertson says, Levon didn't matter. Neither did anybody else. It's all about Robbie anyway. So we heard something there from music from Big Pink, just a classic record. And that's the way, that's one song that you'll probably never hear me play on the show again, because I'm just really sick of it. I think there's so many great songs in the band catalog, but I figured why not? We'll go back to Big Pink and, play something obvious. And there's a bunch of obvious ones in there. Gordon Lightfoot in there as well. A real groundbreaker, Canadian artist. Making waves down in the States before that was even really possible. Early Morning Rain there from the album Lightfoot. We heard Ian and Sylvia with a classic title track to their album Four Strong Winds. Anne Murray in there with Snowbird, written by the late, great Gene McClellan. It's very, very hard to find Gene McClellan records. You can't stream them or anything, but if you do, they are treasures. It's just some great, great stuff there. I love Gene McClellan. Of course, Anne made that a huge hit, and then like Elvis did it, and a bunch of other people. And off the top there, Winnipeg Zone, the Guess Who, all those guys born and raised in Winnipeg, and all of them pretty much couldn't wait to get the hell out of here. So their connection to Winnipeg has always been a bit dubious for me, because they generally don't spend any more time here than they absolutely have to. And here's another guy. And, you know, if you're talking about Winnipeg music, you're bound to find somebody who brings this guy up and says that he's from Winnipeg. And, well, I never really bought into that. I mean, he basically had a cup of coffee in Winnipeg, and now we call him Winnipeg Zone. But he did start his first bands here and got to rockin', and then went on to be one of the greatest songwriters in the world, undeniably. We're going to play a few of those in this set here, right here. Undeniably, some of the greatest songwriters of all time have come from Canada. And here's one of them, Old Uncle Neil.
Cinnamon girl, I can be happy.
breaks between shows for December. I dream of pictures I run in the night. You see us together chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
Like a night from some old-fashioned have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go by. If I hope you know it was never to you. Oh, like a baby still born, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for.
Was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. "Oh, well," said Barrett, cried the town,
"how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers."
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns,
shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
How the Yankee lay low down with gold, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Ah, the great Stan Rogers there, and I know I've told you this before, but in Canada there's a governing body that looks after radio and television and telecommunications called the CRTC, and they set up rules. They tell you you got to play a certain amount of Canadian music. And one obscure rule that some people forget is that if you have a folk radio show, you have to play a certain amount of Stan Rogers. So we have to get our mandatory Stan content in every once in a while. And that one there is a CanCon classic for sure. If you're at a campfire, or especially at a folk festival, you're bound to hear that sucker somewhere. Stan Rogers wrote these great maritime disaster tales. And he was from Hamilton, which is like, it's like Winnipeg East, basically. It's not an oceanside city. But he had obviously a great love of the East Coast. The album is called Fogarty's Cove, for goodness sake. And that is a classic there from Stan Rogers. Before that, we heard Leonard Cohen with the classic Bird on a Wire from his first record, I think, Songs from a Room. We heard something there from Joni as well, with You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, and Off the Top. Neil Young, his first album with Crazy Horse, his second solo record. Everywhere, everybody knows this is Nowhere. We heard Cinnamon Girl. And in case you're just joining us, we haven't changed to an all classic rock format. We're celebrating great Canadian music here by giving you the ultimate CanCon essentials, and playing you some of the greatest Canadian music of all time, some of the most essential, some of the most important, influential Canadian music of all time here on the show. And there's so many that you could lump into this show. I could do a 9-hour show and I'd still be missing somebody, I'm sure. But I do love to hear from you. If you've got stuff that, I kind of want this show to be if an alien plopped down, or somebody came from Bulgaria. Hi, Bulgarian listeners. And came to Canada and didn't know a thing about Canada, these are the things I want to teach them about. And if there's something that you think should be on the list that you haven't heard, or you don't hear from today, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com, I would love to hear from you. Now, here's a songwriter who is revered by Canadian songwriters all over the place, not nearly well enough known on his own. This guy is one of the reasons why I continue to do this show, to keep the music and the spirit and the general genius of this man alive. One of my very favorite songwriters in the world, if not my absolute favorite, the late, great Willie Pete Bennett.
rolling on the young road. Lord, I wish I had a hold around me. Summer's warm rain, sure ain't coming. So it seems to me that I'm a thumbin' again. Standing by midnight highway. Excuse me, sir, you going my way? On and on, the endless white line goes.
Any money worse than that, he won't care. When she asks him, he'll just shrug. He had a real good time out there. But he only gets into town twice a month. He gets out as fast as he can. And he don't have a phone, so she can't call him up, and she never knows where he is. He smells like horses, and he chews tobacco, and he cusses, and he spits. She's been in love a couple times before, but never quite like this. Stops his horse to get a light, and the water pours off his hat. He's been out in the storm most of the night, and he ought to be getting back. He's been thinking about the color of her hair and the touch of her hand, and the way she quietly smiles whenever she looks at him. But he only gets into town twice a month, and he gets out as fast as he can. And he don't have a phone, so she can't call him up, and he never knows where she is. She smells like flowers and perfume and tobacco and gin. He's been in love a couple times before, but never quite like this. He's been in love a couple times before, but never quite like this. Time's falling on summer leaves, and supper's getting cold.
Sonny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. You could take off your shoes, give up the race. You could lay down your head by a sweet riverbed. But Sonny always remembers what it was his mama said. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs, and the waves keep on rolling. They've done that for years and years. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, they're just dreams in his head. And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I tried and I tried and I tried. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor comes home. All these nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong.
Classic right there from the East Coast of Canada. That's the late, great Ron Hynes, the man of a thousand songs. That song has been done all over the world many times, so much that some people think it's an old traditional song, but it's written by the great Ron Hynes. Before that, we heard Lynn Miles with a great song called Black Flowers from her album Unravel. And she had a bit of a history with the guy we heard before that, Fred Eaglesmith, from his great, great record, Things Is Changing. We heard Summer Lee and Off the Top. We heard Willie P. Bennett in there with White Line from Trying to Start Out Clean. And that'll about do it for this hour. We're playing some Essential Canadiana. Come back and we'll teach you some more about the great music that comes from this country. After a bit of a break, please stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.